In Greenville, South Carolina, there stands an institution of intellectual growth, acknowledging the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
I'm Max Smith, a PFC Max Smith, United States Marine Corps from Denver, Colorado. My story takes place during the Second World War. During that time, I faced a lot of battles, but the greatest was with the Lord. As long as I could remember, I'd fought him. I came from a Christian home. I have a mother who prayed for me all my life, but somehow I rebelled against this. My childhood was a rocky road because of my refusal to listen to spiritual things.
Mac! Mac, come on! It's time for Bible club!
Oh, Mom, can I skip it?
No! Now hurry up! I don't want you to be late!
Gee! All the other kids get to play, but I gotta come in and listen to some silly Bible story.
Mac, we just want to teach you about Jesus' love. You know, the verse we learned last week said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not
perish." If he loved me, he wouldn't make me go to Bible club.
Mac! Oh, Mac, what are we going to do with you? Mac! Mac! Please quit tinkering with that and come to church with us this morning.
Nope. I can get all the religion I need by just coming to the supper table. Seems like all you talk about is Jesus this and Jesus that. And
Mac! Then... please don't talk like that. Jesus loves you. Can't you see he wants to be your savior?
I've got plenty of time for him later.
Oh, Mac, it's dangerous to put him off. The Bible says now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
The pressure at home seemed like too much, so I joined the Marines. Much to my dismay, my younger brother, who was a Christian, joined the same day. We ended up in the same company, and he was right beside me most of the time, taking up where Mom left off.
Mac? Mac? When are you going to trust Jesus?
What?
I said, when are you going to get saved?
Lay off. Will you?
But Mac, he died for you and gave his life freely. He loved you enough to die for you.
Later, Bill. Later.
But Mac, today's the day of salvation.
Look, lay off, will ya? I haven't got time to worry about that now. We made it through our basic training, and then the word came. Our battalion was being shipped to the Pacific. It seemed almost unreal. We were really going to fight and lay our lives on the line. It seemed like no time until we were in the amphibious ducks headed for the Iwo Jima shore. When we reached land, Bill was right behind me. I would be one of the first ones on the beach. As we reached the shallow water, the front gate dropped, and we started unloading. As we got on the beach, the bullets started whizzing. I ran up onto the beach and was hit in the chest by a Japanese bullet. I fell to the ground, numb. Soon, Japanese planes began to strafe us with machine gun fire.
they came my direction, I felt someone fall on top of me. A bullet ripped into the man on top of me, but I never touched him. In a few moments, I passed out.
Hey. Here's more over here.
Yes, get that body off of him. Weak, but not badly wounded.
Brother, this man on top of you really saved your life.
Who is it?
Well, let's see. The dog tags say William Smith.
William? Bill? Oh, no. No. No, no.
What's wrong?
He's my brother. Oh, Bill. Why? Why?
Mac, when are you going to get saved? Christ loves you. He loved you enough to die for you.
Jesus, please forgive me. Please. I can see it clearly now, Lord. Bill told me about you. And now he's shown me what dying for someone really means. Be my Savior now. I know I'm not worthy, but I want you as my Savior tonight.
As I was on the plane, heading back for the States, I began to praise the Lord for my salvation. I had already had the chance to tell several guys who had been wounded on that first day what the Lord had done for me. I guess what impressed me most was when the orderly who had helped me on the battlefield that night got under conviction after what he saw and was saved. So that's how I came to know Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior. It took my brother's death to show me, even as it took the death of Christ on the cross to save us all from sin. If you don't know Christ as Savior, and you're rebelling against His call, take my story as a lesson. Don't put it off until God must bring some tragedy into your life to show you your need for Him. Accept Jesus Christ as your Savior now. Remember, today is the day of salvation.
Thank you.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Today's story was adapted for radio by Tim Marshall, from a sermon illustration by the Reverend Robert Marshall. Join us again next week for another dramatic program of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, produced on the campus of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.